Hi, hello everybody, and welcome to episode 64, titled Super Speed Week, of this week's edition of Speed Syndicate. That's right, we're back for another fun-filled, wacky, inflatable tube-man version of Speed Syndicate, and we are excited to be here. I'm Logan Andy Morse, whatever's left of him. Let's bring in this week's casting crew. Let's bring him in. He is the show creator. He's a man that's got to catch a flight tomorrow. Look, he's looking more handsome by the day with that new look. Let's bring him on in here. John Mayer's biggest fan, Adam Carbine.
This is me flying to Daytona tomorrow. Very excited to be here. Very excited to... this is episode 2 of our third season of this show, even though it has a new name now, Speed Syndicate. And even though we didn't have a race to discuss this past weekend, we got lots to do. So happy to be here. How are you, Logan?
Doing well, buddy. Doing well. Glad to be here. And, glad, you know, I'm excited to do the show and spend the next hour and change with you. And not only do I spend it with you, we spend it with the lady that makes it all happen behind the scenes. She's the best looking woman on this dais and any other, in my opinion. Her brows are always on fleek. Her nails are always on point. And she is the fashionista and might be Ryan Blaney's future ex-wife if he's not careful. Let's bring her in here, producer Peyton Allure.
Oh, you look hyped. Oh, yeah. Look at this.
Yeah. How are you, Peter?
What's the meme where it's like... That's me right now.
That looks like me during the intro.
Oh, yeah, where you're like...
God knows what I was talking about. How are you? What do you wait? You know, it's Daytona week.
I'm not on this planet.
What planet are you on?
My first instinct is to say Zanesville, but that's not a planet, so.
I just looked over at the individual that inspired that. Well, that's just great. Any thoughts on Daytona before we let you go press some buttons?
I have to come up with some hot takes because our assignment last week was to come up with hot takes, and I only have one.
Yes, this is welcome to the Speed Syndicate. It's Racing Refresh versions of a support group. We're all trying to get through the season together, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Peyton.
Hi.
Andy.
Here.
You go work on those hot takes. We'll talk a little bit so you have some time.
Okay. And, I'm short-circuiting.
We'll catch up with you soon.
We listen and we don't judge. Speed Syndicate Edition.
Okay, bye.
Buddy, you got any words on that? Because I don't.
I don't know what to say about that, to be honest. She may not have the most exciting on-air persona, but she does a lot for us, and we're very grateful for her. So,
amen to that. By God, I love the lady.
She is probably the star of our team, let's be honest.
Without question, in my view. Nobody works harder. Nobody's better looking. And no one is more kind, and that's what really counts.
That's true.
All right, buddy. So before we get into our weekend review, I want to ask, this is your first time going to Daytona. I've never had the pleasure of going to a Daytona 500. Did go to Daytona for the Rolex 24 a few years ago. What's your excitement level? Tell me what you're feeling.
It's pretty high. I can't remember if I said this on the show last week as well, but just because of the way my NASCAR fandom started, I got really into NASCAR in like mid-2019. That was like how I started. And then got involved with you, crazy crew. And then COVID hit. And then, so yeah, my first time at any race at all was the Portland Xfinity race. And I was there as a media member. And so... it was a little bit wild just to like try and pretend I knew what I was doing, but it was cool to be there in person. But I have never been to a race as a fan. And so this is that's what I'm doing this weekend. I'm going as a fan. We have seats in the grandstand. We're up high and looking forward to it. So I'm quite excited. Even just I'm going with some friends who helped get me into NASCAR, and they are super jazzed. And yeah, I think they're excited to kind of show us around because they've been a few times. So
well, send me a picture of the king if you happen to see him.
I'll keep my eyes peeled. Yeah,
he'll be around in that big hat. But no, we're excited for it. We're looking forward to getting your report. You might even do the show next week from Florida if everything.
We'll see. Over. Yeah, maybe from the beach, perhaps.
Yes. Just they used to race on this thing right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. With that, what do you say we get into our weekend review?
Oh, sure. Let's do it.
Freddie tuning in. We're glad to have you, Freddie. You beautiful man. You, I like you. I like you a lot.
Happy to have you, Freddie.
He's got a hot take for the Daytona 500 winner. I'll let you share. I'll let him share.
Already.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
He's got a bit of a hot take.
Let's not spoil it just yet. We'll get there.
No, we don't eat candy before the meal. We have it after.
That's right.
All right, a week in review, and you know what? There was no racing this weekend, but there was a football game of epic proportions, the Super Bowl 59.
The Philadelphia Eagles were running laps around the Kansas City Chiefs, if you will.
They were flying, if you would.
Chase Elliott was there watching.
Yes, a little NASCAR representation.
Yeah, that was good.
I hope he enjoyed his last off week for a while. seriously. You know, because now it's crunch time. I mean, sure, I'm nothing against the Clash of Bowman Gray, but this.
No, this is where it counts.
This is where you separate the men from the boys, as they say.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's talk about the Super Bowl because that's what everybody's talking about. Obviously, did you watch Super Bowl, Adam?
I'm not going to lie. I dipped in and out of it at times. If it had been a closer game, I would have paid more attention. But yeah, I was kind of.
It was a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest, no doubt about it. Even though the Chiefs have had a great season, that for whatever reason they were flattered and pissed on a plate for some reason during the Super Bowl, and I don't know why.
I'm not a huge NFL guy in general, but I do like to watch the Super Bowl.
The commercials.
When I watched, we don't get the commercials up in Canada. We don't get them. We have our own, and they're not as good. Because why would Canadian advertisers want to give up their space for products that we don't always necessarily get? So
I don't know. Don't you guys get like Taco Bell up there?
Yeah, we do. But you know, I don't.
That LeBron Taco Bell commercial was pretty funny. I thought.
Was it good? Yeah.
Freddie says Eagles slaughtered him. Couldn't believe it. I agree. I kind of picked the Eagles going into the game, Freddie. But I got to tell you, I thought it was going to be a close back and forth matchup, and that it was not. All right, that in NASCAR terms, Philadelphia done lap the field, boys. They have really opened up a lead. So, you know, but no, it's always cool to see the pomp and circumstance. I know a lot of people. It's a big controversial topic right now. The Kendrick Lamar halftime show. Did you watch the halftime show?
I did. Yes.
What'd you think of what do they call it? KDOT.
KDOT. Yeah, I thought he was great. Good for him.
Do your
thing.
Yeah, he's not really my thing, but yeah, I'm not. I'm not yelling at the clouds, going, "This is not my type of music." I mean, if it was up to me, I'd just have Bob Dylan sit there, but I don't book those things. So,
thank goodness for that, for the rest of the world. And I don't even hate Bob Dylan. I just don't know if that would make a great Super Bowl halftime show.
But. Well, you know, as music people had to remember in this crazy time. Music is a lot like food, each to their own. Doesn't mean it's not music, doesn't mean it's any less or any better. Just, it might, you know, chocolate and vanilla, which one is the best?
Mm-hmm. Vanilla, right. Obviously, but.
Oh, you know, I got loyalty in my DNA. Don't you worry about it.
Peyton says, Logan gets down to Kendrick. Don't let him lie. There you go. I believe it. I do just think it's hilarious. Even though I'm Canadian, I just love this whole like gigantic dunk on Drake. And I'm definitely Team Kendrick all the way. And I love that he just won a Grammy for Song of the Year for that song. Basically, the entire Grammy voting field decided that Drake sucked and wanted to tell the world about it. And then the week after, he went in front of millions of other people and said it again. So I thought that was great. Sucks to be you, Drake, but maybe don't be a pedophile. So there you go.
Wow. Wow. I don't know. I don't know if those, I don't know if those allegations are substantial.
Sorry, allegedly. Allegedly.
I don't know what's true about Drake and what isn't. You know, I think he's got some good bars as well. But
you know, it was when that hotline bling.
No.
Anyhow. I thought it was good.
That album where he's like looking like he's in the clouds. And I don't remember that old Drake album. What's it called? I can't remember what it's called, but it's
a
good.
I'm not a big Drake fan, so I don't know.
You should go listen to it on Spotify, and I'm telling you, I was thoroughly impressed with that album when it came out like a decade ago.
Nothing was the same.
Yes, that was it. That was absolute fire. Me and my best friend in high school, we got down to that thing.
I don't know if I can support him these days. I'm Team Kendrick.
So. I didn't say support. I said listen to it.
Real quick. Well, I don't want to give him my 0.04 cents per stream. Right. So.
Boy, well, I can promise he's going to get it someplace else, but you go ahead and do you, buddy. But yeah, one side of game, like I said, everybody gets all up in arms about the halftime show every year now. If it ain't your thing, just go make a meal, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's not really my thing either. So you know what I did? I warmed up some chicken strips.
Lovely.
Not to say that again, I haven't gotten down to Kendrick in my day. I certainly have, as producer Pete would tell you.
You got some catchy tunes for sure.
You know, I loved a couple of years ago when Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre. That was great. Loved that.
Yep, that was a good one.
I don't think I wasn't alive and conscious for it, but I don't think anyone's ever going to top Michael Jackson's halftime show.
It's the best one there ever was.
That was incredible. I just. I don't know. People just complain these days.
I think it's almost, they do it now more for just the talking point. Like that's the thing. Everyone's talking about it now. And so you're talking about the Super Bowl, right? They're happy to just have themselves in your collective consciousness. So.
Hey, everybody's got an opinion nowadays. I mean, we always have, but it's the easiest way to now vocalize it. Right. So
it's true.
Everybody can get on the X or whatever, or the Blue Sky or Facebook.
Yep.
Snapchat.
There you go.
And all those sort of things, and everybody can express themselves, and that's great. But sometimes it leads to some toxicity. So it kind of is what it is. But with that, look, hey, we're done with football for a while, unless you're watching the spring league, and I'm probably not because I'm busy watching NASCAR. And
it's time to move on.
And NHRA and
football has come and gone.
And now it's time for cars to go really, really fast.
That's right.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right. So what do you say? What do you say? We do a little Speedway scoop.
Let's do it.
You know, half the time those beats in, and I don't want to do them. Can we get another couple of seconds there?
That's good.
All right, Speedway scoop. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Open cars are trying to make the Daytona 500, and it feels like a slew this year, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
It feels like a whole smorgasbord, a whole appetizer worth. I'm talking about, you know, I'm talking about the house sampler worth appetizer. You ever had one of those where it's essentially can't decide what to get the house sampler where everything's on the plate.
Try a little bit of everything.
Yes.
It's good.
I like a good house sampler. When's the last time you had a house sampler, Adam?
Oh, it's been a while. But maybe this upcoming week out in Daytona, maybe I'll
go somewhere and
find myself a good house sampler.
Now before we get into it here, I gotta ask one more food question. We got time to kill. Are you a guy that you like to go out and try the local cuisine, or are you like, this is what I know I like, this is what I'm doing?
No, yeah, I like to try something new. There are certainly things that I like, but I can do those at home. So why would I?
Because I know. I think when you went to Darlington, you got you know down with it.
Oh yeah, I was trying some. I got some like Southern barbecue. I got some Bojangles. I got some cookout. I believe I got and yeah, just trying it all out.
I call producer Peyton's dog Bo Round because he's a large boy.
Try a little Ford, Chevy, and Toyota. A Tony B.
A little sampler.
There you go.
A little sampler, and you're going to try it live in a living color.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I will definitely be sampling the margaritas in Daytona. I've heard they're good at the track, so we'll give those a try. And yeah, I don't know. I'll eat whatever's put in front of me. Let's be honest.
Well, you be safe out there. Don't want you falling down the grandstands.
No, I won't. I won't be too crazy.
You be safe out there. Producer Peggy, let us know in a little birdie form that Bojangles is not her thing. That's okay. That's all right if Bojangles ain't your thing. It would be a great sponsor, so.
I didn't mind it. You know who likes Bojangles? Is Ty Gibbs. Ty Gibbs loves Bojangles. I'm gonna have to dig up a clip. I took a video of him talking about Bojangles, and he just like went off on Bojangles and was like, "I love it. They don't even sponsor me, but I wish they did because I love it. I would eat it every day."
I'll be damned. He does get us. How about that? So a lot of open cars are trying to make the 500.
They are. Yeah.
A lot of them.
I'm counting 9 open cars.
I believe only 2 make the field. Is that correct?
So I guess 8 open cars, if you don't count Castroneves, cause he's an open car, but he's automatically in, right?
Uh-huh.
I think then that would mean that there are 3 open spots. Am I wrong?
I don't think so.
36 charters. Then the 37th is Castroneves. And then you got 3 more spots. Oh, but they're pushing it up to 41 for if he doesn't make it on his own merit. I don't know. It's all very confusing. But I just thought we could talk through which drivers are attempting to make the great American race.
Okay.
Why is Elio already in? It's a hotly contested topic, Freddie.
Let me tell you why. Because they want a good headline and Elio Castroneves made the Daytona 500. And I respect Castroneves. He's one of the greatest
absolutely
in motorsports. But yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. Just let him on in there. But if the open exemption is a thing, I guess if I was Trackhouse, I would take great advantage of it too. So,
yeah.
So besides Castroneves, what
you I got play- a list here. I got a list here. If you want me to go through them quick,
go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. We got Corey LaJoy in the 01 car, fully stacking pennies. Technically, that's a Rick Ware entry, but it's Corey LaJoy in the 01. You got Justin Allgaier in the number 40 for Junior Motorsports, their first foray into the Cup Series. That'll be interesting to see. JJ Yaley for New York Racing Team. I don't expect great things there, but stranger things have happened. Martin Trix Jr. in a Tricon garage car, I believe the 56. You got Anthony Alfredo for Beard Motorsports in the 62. Chandler Smith for what they're calling Garage 66, which is, I believe, an RFK offshoot. Is that correct?
That's the old MBM race. It's the old MBM Motorsports. It was going to be Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace, and then obviously they had the controversy there.
Right. Okay, that's my bad. I was like, Garage 66? Is that like a Brad Keselowski thing? But no, you're right. I'm an idiot. Anyways, that's Chandler Smith in the 66. We've got BJ McLeod. Super BJ, if you will.
Get loud, boys.
Number 78 for Live Fast. You got Jimmy Johnson in Legacy Motor Club. And then obviously Elio Castroneves for the 91, but he's guaranteed in. So thoughts, who do you think is a sure thing, or is there even a sure thing? It's hard to know.
I'm pondering for our audio listeners.
yes. We've lost Logan.
Nah, like of all the things I've lost, I miss my mind the most. Look, I think I feel pretty good about Martin Truex and Tricon because I think Gibbs is going to get a little help there.
Tricon, yeah.
I think Gibbs is going. So I feel pretty good about that. It's can you keep it clean during the duels?
Yep.
And you know, and while most duels, let's be frank, most of them are a little bit of a snoozer as far as the high intense action goes until about the last five laps where everybody goes, oh my god, I gotta get to the clinch spot.
Yeah.
Can you keep it clean? Does something go wrong? So you know, pit stops, that sort of deal. So I feel pretty good about Martin Truex Jr. Add to that, I'm feeling like Creed with arms wide open. because I can make a great argument for a lot of cars. I think Beard Motorsports is an underrated thought because keep in mind that's what they specialize in is the super speedways. That's what they come prepared for, and they have Brendan Gaughan in their stable, and he certainly helps with that. That was his specialty. It's Jimmy Johnson seems to find a way in here every year. You know, he's done it the last 2 years, so that has to be considered.
Yeah.
I feel like Martin Truex Jr. is the only kind of quote unquote safe bet. And that's, again, that is if things stay clean. That's if, you know, the worst case scenarios does your pit crew have an issue? MTJ is the only one I feel pretty good about.
What do you think of Justin Allgaier for Junior Motorsports?
That's who I'm locked up between him and Jimmy Johnson. I feel like I can make a great argument for either one. Again, Jimmy seems to find a way. He has a great ability to get near the 43 and 42 to give him some help. He has the last 2 years. But
that's a good question, actually. Sorry to interrupt you, but does Martin Truex, does he have some help with the Toyotas?
I would believe so. Freddie says Justin gets in the 500, which would be historic because again, that would be officially Junior Motorsports' first official Cup start. Remember, it's not an official Cup start unless you make the field.
Unless you make it, yeah.
And so that would be historic. Who else do you think gets in, Freddie? One more name there. Is it Jimmy? Is it MTJ? Is it Chandler Smith? Might be underrated. He's I'm not sure about that MBM equipment, but on a super speedway, equipment's not everything.
I was gonna say too. I mean, I haven't made it super. I can't speak. It hasn't been a secret on this show that I'm not a huge Corey LaJoie fan, but he is good at super speedways.
Yeah.
Freddie's going with Martin Truex. You know, I knew I liked you, Freddie. Good Canadian kid. Here you go, Freddie. Love it.
You Canadians.
We stick together.
You Canadians. That's all right, eh?
That's right, eh?
In my rooted interest, I'm rooting for Jimmy Johnson, absolutely, 100%. But I can't say confidently he makes the field this year. I could in previous years because it was a smaller field.
Right.
And while he might be a diminished version of himself, he's still Jimmy Johnson, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the most interesting duel I've watched in quite some time. Interesting couple of duels, to see who does what. What kind of is this Martin Truex Jr. Is this his only Cup race scheduled so far?
I believe it's the only official one. Yeah. Oh. I think he said he'll make a few starts, but I don't think I've seen anything official.
Probably looking at the crown jewels, trying to get a couple off your list.
Yeah. Or maybe just super speedway since they've eluded him his whole career.
So it's, interesting. It would be such a major disappointment for Martin Truex Jr. to not make it. And same thing with Justin Allgaier, and really the same thing with Jimmy Johnson. Remember, he's running two starts this year, at least that's what's currently scheduled, and the idea is to have his 700 start art at Charlotte. If he doesn't make the 500 field, you only sit at 699 if you make the Charlotte field. And since there's no reason to believe that we'll have more than the 40 entries, that's, you know, a safe bet. So, yeah, there's a lot on the line. Chris Stapleton didn't sign up to not make the 500.
That's true.
I mean, there's a lot on the line. Freddie says Martin's won 2 crown jewel events. If I'm right, Coke 600. Well, he has won the Coke 600. I know that because
yes, he has.
That was the most painful race I've ever watched.
He's also won the Southern 500. I don't believe he's won any other crown jewels.
So,
but also, I mean, the definition of crown jewel is a little up in the air these days. So
there's crown jewels and there's crown jewels, really good looking sister. And so it's hard to understand what exactly is and what isn't a crown jewel. So yeah, the only one I'm going to make an official prediction on is I think MTJ makes the field. Yeah. I don't know about anybody else. Of course.
I always forget the rules of the Daytona 500 qualifying. And so I just, as you were talking there, I did a quick refresh. So you've got the 36
refresh. I like it.
There you go. I'm actually reading my old article that I wrote last year, explaining it to people, cause I already forgot it. You've got the 36 charters that are guaranteed their spot. Then the highest finishing open car in each duel will earn a spot. So that brings it up to 38 because there's 2 duels, 1 car in each. Whoever finishes the best in those, that is an open car, they get in. And then the final 2 spots go to the 2 open cars who have yet to qualify and were fastest at qualifying on Wednesday. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So they do qualifying Wednesday. That's just like your one time around, you know, best lap, you know, drive the bones off it. And whoever hasn't made it after the duels, the top 2 open cars with the fastest times there get it. And then if those 4 are not Elio Castroneves, then he will also get in as a 41st entry. It's wild.
It is wild. It's going to be a very interesting week. Yes, qualifying is, I believe there's a practice and qualifying session on Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it for practice just because I'm flying in that morning, but I will be there for the qualifying, and then I'll be there the rest of the week checking things out.
Checking things out, taking the pictures, you know.
We'll see. Actually, to be honest, this is a bad fan in me, but because I'm also enjoying a bit of a Florida vacation, I may not go to the truck race. I might spend some time on the beach. So we'll see.
Well, that is just, I'm disappointed in you on that right there, buddy. Listen,
I've been so busy. I need a vacation. All right.
Yeah, you know, we're just trying to build a life we don't have to take a vacation from. I get you.
That's right. Anyways, there's our open cars. We did discuss having some hot takes.
Yes, we did. So
hot takes and or predictions.
What do you say? What do you say we bring in our, don't forget about your buddy out east now.
I won't forget about you, Freddie. I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm going to have pit road access or not. We'll see. Or garage access, but we're working on it. So anyways.
Well, we're going to do some hot takes. And so I think we ought to bring in, our lovely producer, let's bring
hopefully we've given her enough time to come up with some hot takes, like an entire week, perhaps, since we did talk about it last week.
Roasting.
Whoa.
That marshmallow's on selling because somebody's getting roasted here. This is wild. Holy.
I did write some down.
Okay, good. So did I. Who wants to go first?
Look, Adam, I think it's your show. You're the show creator. I think you start us off with one. Can
okay.
Go around the horn with one.
I am going to say, yeah, sure. I got 3 for you. We're going to do 3 each. Do not drink a carbonated beverage on the show, everyone. Kyle Larson is going to be eliminated in the round of 12.
Hot.
That's my hot take.
That is hot.
Wow, look at, I got it was designated hot by producer Peyton. Thank you. What do you think? I feel like Larson always gets in his own way. I feel like if he just like actually focused, and I think he could go like 36-0. He could win every race and win the championship. However, he just like I think he gets bored riding around up front all the time. Tries new different things and suddenly he's like crashing into the sand barrier thing at Homestead or like just doing something that's totally out of character. So I feel like, yeah, he's going to have a great regular season and he's going to be eliminated in the second round.
All right. Is it my turn?
Sure. Go for it.
I also have a hot playoff take. Joey Logano doesn't get out of the first round.
That's pretty hot.
I think he's gonna have a down year. I do.
It's an odd numbered year, which is not his fave.
Somewhere Ryan Hill is sitting up. I'm sure. Freddie says, let's get Freddie here. My hot take is 18 different winners this year to new Cup Series champion Tyler Reddick, or we see Kyle Busch make a comeback season and win the championship for RCR. That would be big, Freddie. That would be big. Those are
both pretty hot.
That'd be big.
18 different winners.
I believe this is currently the last year Kyle Busch's contract at RCR.
Yeah, I think that's correct. Just clarify for me, Freddie, do you think the 18 different winners will come before the end of the regular season? And so we'll have someone who is a winner who doesn't get into the playoffs? Because that would be interesting too. They talk about it every year, like, oh, we're getting close, and that's never happened.
One of these days, it just might. All right. While we're giving Freddie time to type up his response there, producer Peyton, give me a hot take.
I got to look at my notes.
Yeah.
I think SVG will be winless.
That is worth a hot. That is worth a
hot. Hot. Yeah.
Because I think on a road course, that's.
You got six road courses, is that right?
But he will still win Rookie of the Year.
Okay, wow.
Eat your heart out, Riley.
I like it.
Freddie says 16 different winners before the playoffs.
Okay. So not necessarily any winners not in the playoffs, you know, without any penalties or anything like that. But interesting. Yes. Peyton, you can give yourself hot on that one if you'd like. I would say that's fair. Yeah. I suppose I could just go click it too, but I don't know. Yeah, I think SVG's gonna win this year. So, but I could be wrong, you know. So
I think I feel like the first Chicago one might have been a fluke. Yeah, he's won in Xfinity, but Xfinity isn't Cup.
True. He did get second place at Watkins Glen last year to Chris Buescher. Did pretty well at that road course, but yeah, you never know.
Loser.
There you go.
That's my girl.
Okay, my turn again. Yes, back to me.
Yes, sir.
I've got Denny Hamlin goes winless all season.
Well, the Lee Petty fan of me would be happy about that. Because they're currently tied.
Right.
They're currently tied and wins. Freddie says SVG is going to win at Coda in his opinion.
There you go.
All right. So we're gonna find out who's right. Is it Freddie or is it producer Peyton? We shall find out. I like that. I like that hot take. I do. Mm-hmm. I like that hot take a lot. I like it. What makes you? I want to expand upon that just because he's such a big name. What makes you feel that way?
I think he's getting older. I think he is in that age range where like reaction time might start to play a factor in stuff, as we've seen with some of these older drivers. I mean, there are always exceptions, and I would be happy to be proved wrong because I don't hate Denny. This is more just like trying to think outside the box a little bit. I also think it's interesting just like the whole lawsuit thing going on with NASCAR and his team. Like, I think that could be a distraction. And his head's not fully in the game for the 11 team, you know? So that's my thought.
I was going to say this for my third hot take, my finished big, but it's a nice segue. I think this is Denny Hamlin's last year at JGR.
Okay.
No, I put that one.
Well,
I also put that.
Here you go, guys. There, it's hot. It's hot. Oh, do I have to remove it too? Okay. It actually, you know what? I'm going to say this. I don't know if it's that hot because I think he's always had this plan to finish out his career at 2311 and to move there kind of for retirement from his, you know, from his own team. And if he goes winless, JGR might be kicking him out. So
yeah, coach goes, look, buddy, it's been a wonderful run, but we went here.
Yeah. Well, and also let's not forget too, like there's some weird sponsorship stuff going on with Denny. Like he lost FedEx. I shouldn't say he lost FedEx. FedEx just decided not to return, but like, I don't think that was Denny's fault, but it seems like they've had troubles kind of picking up some of that funding again for him. So could be, you know, could be an open seat for a young driver who's got some funding with him.
Could be. All right.
Was that Peyton's as well?
Yeah, but I guess I'll go to my third one.
Okay.
I think, assuming Jimmy Johnson makes Daytona 500.
Okay.
And he runs this race. This isn't a hot take to Logan. We've already talked about it.
Okay.
That will be his 699th race. And then he's also set to run the Coke 600, which will be his 700th start. And I think if he gets the 700 starts, he will then retire from racing.
Okay.
I think it makes sense. You know, he's now the Legacy Motor Club majority owner. He's moving back to Charlotte from the UK. Yeah, I think I could see that.
And he just became majority owner of Legacy, which I assume is more responsibility.
Right. Although perhaps easier for him to jump in the car now as well, if he's just there all the time.
We shall see.
It's warm. I'm not going to go hot.
Wow.
Freddie says, King's Hawaiian coming on board to sponsor Denny is an interesting move. Yeah, it is interesting after, like, there was a pretty good relationship seemingly there with Brad Keselowski in the six. So,
because I heard
through the grapevine, it was because, was it Kroger that interfered?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I heard it through the grapevine. How much longer would it be mine? All right.
Final ones here, although that was Peyton's last one.
Well, I'll come up with another one really
quickly. Sounds good. I have as my last one, Carson Hocevar wins multiple races. I'll say two or more.
That is very hot.
That is cooking.
Thanks, guys.
That is spicy. That is Pocky Chip Challenge right there.
I think he was. The
challenge almost killed me. So I don't.
I think Hocevar was improving a lot last year, and I think he's got the raw talent to get it done. Hopefully, with Michael McDowell joining his team, bringing a little expertise, a little veteran leadership. Maybe the Spire is a better team this year, and I think Hocevar gets it done two or more times.
Okay.
What you got, Logan?
I think this is Bubba Wallace's last year, 2311.
Interesting. Yeah, that's hot. I'll give that a hot. I don't know if you will, Peyton, but...
Because I'm thinking if I'm right about my Denny Hamlin call, right?
Yeah.
You need some room. And let's be honest, Bubba's starting to lose some sponsorship. I'm not saying he's doing badly. But I think when you compare him to your teammates, you know, why is Eric Jones at Legacy Motor Club? Well, he was compared a lot to his Gibbs teammates, which they were all constantly winning that equipment, and he wasn't. He was only winning very sparingly.
Right.
And so I feel like if Denny Hamlin needs to make some room, and again, Bubba doesn't quite have the sponsorship he once did, I think – I think there's a respectable possibility that they go, look, it's been great, it's been fun, but we're trying to compete for a championship here. And right now, for better or worse, I don't think he's quite living up to that standard when Tyler Reddick is becoming a perennial championship contender.
Yep. It's possible. I know Michael Jordan likes him a lot, so that might be a tough sell with the other big boss there. But it's hot. I'll give you that. It's hot. I think I'd be surprised if it happened.
Oh, if so, we're gonna if it happens, we're gonna run this clip that week.
I'm writing them down. It's all good. Producer Peyton, give us your last hot take that you just came up with.
That I just now came up with. I think Michael McDowell will win at least 3 races this year. Wow. Because I think there's a big name behind Spire who we don't necessarily know yet, putting a lot of money into it, and we might find out who that is this year.
Hit the hot button, boys.
Wow.
Hit it. Because I think he's going to have a down year. I do.
I'm going to leave it up there. That's how hot that one was.
I think he's going to have a down year.
3+ wins. Oh, does it just keep repeating? There we go. Yeah. 3+ wins.
I mean, he won.
He's good at plate tracks. He's good at road courses. I mean, it'd be hard for me to completely disagree with that, considering I'm saying Josefar is going to win too, and Spire is going to be really good this year. I think Spire is going to be your breakout team of the season, but I don't know. Three is a lot.
I think we're going to have a breakout team. I don't know if it's Spire.
Who's your breakout
team? You're even insinuating who I think you are. I'm going to remove you from the stream.
Who's your breakout team of the year, Logan?
I'd like to stay in the stream.
Well, producer Peyton, it's been a great show. I'm just kidding, Logan. That was me that did that. Just for laughs.
Just for giggles.
Yeah.
How are we going to win this year, boys? It's going to happen.
Well, I hope so for your
sake. I noticed that wasn't one of your hot takes.
I was contemplating that in Bubba. I have it written down in my notes. But I was like, I think Bubba's hotter.
Freddie says, come on, do tell us, Logan.
Oh, Freddie, you already know, buddy.
I can fill in the blanks for you there, Freddie. He's thinking legacy. Legacy's going to start to build their own legacy.
The legacy's already built. His name is Richard Petty. Just so we're
clear. Forget about Jimmy Johnson.
Rest in peace, Jimmy Johnson.
Actually, yes, 100%. Yeah. B-lister compared to the king.
That deserves a hot take.
It's true.
Here's your hot take.
It's true.
I was on my way to push it as well.
It's true. It's true. It is. It's true. Freddie is my guy. All right,
Jones wins Atlanta.
Freddie, what's your address? You're getting on the Christmas card list this year. Come on now. I'll see you. Yes, let's go.
Don't post it openly in the chat, Freddie. We don't know who else is watching.
Freddie is my guy.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. Was that fun, folks?
It was a lot of fun for me.
I enjoyed it.
Let's go to our weekend preview, shall we?
We ought to do more hot takes like in the second half of the year.
Okay. Let's do it. We can do a hot takes check-in and also
hot takes check-in.
There you go. Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
So what do you say we do our weekend preview?
Hit it. There she is. Producer Peyton. Here we go. Obviously we've talked about it a lot. The Daytona 500 this weekend. But this year, I know Logan, you and I talked about this. I don't know if I actually told you we're doing this today, but I was just going to give a little rundown on what we're looking at the Daytona 500 this year.
Sure.
We got,
Wait a minute. Hold on. Freddie's got a comment I like.
John Hunter wins at Dega.
My Freddie. Goodness. Freddie, cut out Freddie out. Me and you, we're going to have such a deep bro hug someday, brother.
There you go. And then Jimmy Johnson wins the Coke 600, his 700th start, and retires. And just like the team explodes. And so does Logan.
Well, explodes is easy.
In a good way. I mean, yeah, right. Just like explodes with happiness.
Pure unadulterated joy. All right, go ahead and talk to me about
so the yeah we got it. We got 200 laps at Daytona, 200 laps, a 2.5 mile track, so you got 500 miles, hence the term Daytona 500. The fuel mileage, it's an interesting, last year there was kind of some scuttlebutt around, are they saving fuel too much, are they going too slow, what's the deal? The fuel window is like 45 to 50 laps. And stage one is 65. So there's probably, assuming it goes caution free, which is never a guaranteed, you're probably looking at maybe one pit stop there. But like if they all kind of ride slow, they probably could ride that out and not have to pit. And I don't know, as someone who's going to be there live, I hope they give it all. But also there is I feel like later in the year when they went back to a drafting track, that was kind of started to be a thing. And then some group of people were like, no, we're not doing that. We're going all out. And then it forced everyone to go all out, which I'm hoping will happen. So that's that. That's what to look for this week at Daytona. You've also got trucks in Xfinity. Do you have any picks on those, Logan?
Well, I told you privately in our off-season meetings that I wanted to start making just random picks for Truck and Xfinity, not part of the Race Manufacturer aim, just to give them a little credence. I'm going to take for the Daytona Truck Race, I'm going to take Grant Enfinger getting it done.
Okay. That's not a bad pick, you know. I'm going to say Daniel Hemric coming down into the Truck Series after a few years up in Cup. I think he is he's going to take the win at Daytona. Show he's better than the rest in the Truck Series.
I think that's a good pick. All right, what about for the Xfinity Series, Adam? Who you got your eye on?
Xfinity. I like Harrison Burton. I've got a trend here of drivers moving downwards in the series. It's hard to argue against Austin Hill. Is that four in a row?
I believe so.
Yeah, that'd be kind of crazy. So there's a part of me that's rooting for that, although I'm not a huge Austin Hill fan. I think I like the story. How about you?
Harrison Burton is my first thought. So that's kind of my official pick. But don't sleep on Matty D. He does have the one truck win at Talladega. I think Matty D could have a good run this weekend. We shall see. But I'm going to go Harrison Burton officially.
With Viking Motorsports. There you go. I like it. Well, you alluded to it earlier, Logan. We are bringing back the game, the one and only Racing Refresh Picks. Let's gear up, and I'm going to explain this year's rules package. But before we do that, why don't we hit the button there, Producer Peyton. All righty. Here we go. I haven't told you guys. Actually, let's bring in Producer Peyton as well, because she's a member of Double R Picks, if you will, Racing Refresh Picks.
Hi, beautiful. How you doing?
Not too bad. Thanks. How are you, Logan? Oh, sweet. You're talking to Peyton. So here's the deal. 36 points paying races, 36 charters. This is the first year in a long time that all 36 charters are actual drivers that are full-time drivers. And so what that means, you can only pick them once. And that goes all the way to the playoffs. So choose wisely. You can use whatever sort of strategy you like. There's also another wrinkle this year. We have a little extra competition. I'm going to also ask ChatGPT what they think is going to win each week. And they're going to be in competition with us. So I'll keep you posted what ChatGPT says. But for now, let me just have a peek at this, because I don't remember. whoever came last year gets to go first. And that would be Peyton. I'm sorry. Producer Peyton, you get first pick of the first race. Who you
Can
got?
Can I just say, like, all of last year I led in the high.
Yep. So who won last year?
It doesn't matter. ChatGPT did.
It was me. It was me for the second year.
It was Logan, yep.
For the second year.
Well, I'm rooting for ChatGPT this year.
Okay.
You read for yourself.
Who are you picking, Peyton?
Well, now I don't... You surprised me with the they don't reset at the playoffs.
Oh, you know, you'll be fine.
So now I have to scrap my pick and save it. I think I'm going to pick... Michael McDowell gets his first of three wins.
Love it. All right. I will go next. I am going to say... I'll give Ricky Stenhouse Jr. a go here. Logan?
It's a super speedway. There's a lot of ways this can go. But... especially if we got to run all 36 races, we got to be smart with our picks. Yep. So let's be smart here and let's take a safe, but not one that's going to hurt you in the long run. I will go Austin Dillon.
Okay. Don't forget we got both Dillon boys this year. And ChatGPT. Now ChatGPT is at a bit of a disadvantage because it doesn't understand the picking system, and basically if it picks someone that it has already picked, I'm going to say no, pick a different one. So. It has chosen Ryan Blaney as its inaugural pick here, but
that's why I hope ChatGPT wins.
There you go. So we shall see, and it really is just going to be a display on whether we are actually very smart at all, or whether our robot overlords are taking over and they're going to just be better than us. So there you go. Stay tuned for next week. We will see just which one of us is in the lead.
Well, I know who I hope is going to be, by God.
Fun fact, according to my picks list from last year that you can't see, I also picked Michael McDowell for the Daytona 500 last year.
There you go. It's a couple years too late, but there you go.
We'll take it. All right. Well, with that, we've made some picks. We're coming up on the top of an hour. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a round of closing time. That's right. It's time to bring home another great edition of the Speed Syndicate. And before we do that, before we get to the next great episode, this great episode's got to end. Let's get to Freddie's comment before we get our final words. He said, Matt Crafton wins the truck race Friday night. I hope that should be a good story. Connor Zilich wins the Xfinity race.
Wow. Awesome.
And the Dinger wins the 500 on Sunday.
There you go, Freddie. I'm giving it to you.
And it is hot, hot, hot. We got it. Motor Express ain't got nothing on our boy Freddie.
Interesting picks. I don't hate them, but we shall see. That's the joy of the Daytona 500. There's no way to know.
You just never know. And it's one big Lloyd Christmas scene. So you're telling me there's a chance.
That's right.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Absolutely.
Folks, I don't need to tell you who I'm rooting for. You already know. It's fine. So with that, I'm going to go ladies first this week. Producer Peyton, final words.
My final words are... I hope that everyone is safe racing this week, because I know Daytona is dangerous. And arguably more importantly, I hope Ryan wins. The end.
Very nice.
Show creator Adam Carabine, give us some final words. This is your you won't, no matter what happens, whether you're on the show next week or not, you won't be in Canada next week.
No, I will be down in Florida taking it all in.
Taking in the sunshine.
Very excited. Yeah, there's snow on the ground here and it's nice and warm in Florida right now. So I'm looking forward to that. And honestly, I was thinking about this in reflecting about yesterday's Super Bowl, and that's kind of, you know, they call Daytona the Super Bowl of NASCAR, except for you're never going to get a blowout at the Daytona 500. I feel like what even is the like widest margin of victory in the last 10 years? Like probably not a ton. Hey, like it's always very close. So looking forward to that. Hopefully, you don't have any rain incidents, but, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm there till Wednesday next week. So if it's got to be postponed, I'll be there. I'll find a way.
I like that you planned the extra days in case some little Ma Nature gets us.
Veteran move for sure.
Big leaguer always do. Let me tell you, boys, don't mess around with old Canadian Carabine. All right, he is quicker than a hiccup.
There you go.
Don't mess around with him.
Anyways, yeah, looking forward to it. And hopefully, if I'm not fully on the show next week, I'll make an appearance at some point. So,
with Daytona, look, I will be, we will be eagerly waiting, tight with anticipation. We will be tight from sphincter to appetite. I tell you, it's going to absolutely be always nerve wracking is Daytona. It's, you know, it's the creme de la creme of our sport. And so, the anxiety is high. The tide is high, but we're moving on. And so, look, thanks for tuning in, Freddie. We appreciate it. We're going to be back next week with or without Adam. Adam in some form or another, he promises.
I'll jump in at some point.
Well, don't jump now. That might get injured. But with that, we thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it so much. If you haven't, subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already, and keep it tuned to RacemanFresh.com for all the news and notes in motorsports. Yeah, hit that subscribe button for us. We'd appreciate you. We love you. And for audio listeners, thank you for listening, and we appreciate that so much. And we'll be back next week to review the Daytona 500 and review all three great NASCAR races. And again, like producer Peyton said, we hope everybody stays safe. So until next time, that's Adam Carabine. That's producer Peyton. I'm Logan, or whatever's left of him. And until next time, we'll see you at the next track.